Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakhit Peeris, as we celebrate a wonderful time of international cricket. Of course, there is a little bit of a slumber, but let me start now with what's happening here in Sri Lanka first, right? The T20 league will get underway at the SSC tomorrow. Gates will open at 12:30 in the afternoon. Free entry, because you can see all the Sri Lankan national players, the stars, the up-and-coming players in pursuit. And one reckons that the selection committee headed by Upul Tharanga will keep a close eye at some new possibilities in the short ball version, because Sri Lanka will have a mini tour of Zimbabwe and they are preparing for the Asia Cup, which is coming up in September. And I'll keep you posted here on Inside Edge of how the schedule will work. Right, let's go straight to England. Limited celebrations was a surprise because India, after retaining the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy with a magnificent win by 6 runs in the 5th and the final test, now rated as a historic test, were very, very concerned about a few things. I mean, the normal celebrations were not there because the players, some of them rushed straight back to India because they are going to prepare for the Asia Cup coming up in the United Arab Emirates. And the rest of the players, including people like Jasprit Bumrah, had family reunions because the tour was very, very long. And all credit was given by the English, the way that India performed, minus some of their stars like Virat Kohli had retired. And then let's also note that Rohit Sharma also retired from Test cricket. And this young team, their performance, they state, was absolutely fascinating. So well done, India, not only for retaining the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, but the way they performed. Now, here is a bit of news that will keep you focused or interested, put it whatever way you want to take it in. Normally, the man of the series of a team is adjudicated by the opposition coach. Now, the England coach is Brendan McCullum, as we know, and he nominated Shubman Gill for his 754 runs he made in the series, but almost changed his mind at the last moment before Mike Atherton could do the presentation, in which Mike Atherton had prepared all the questions pertaining to be asked from Shubman Gill. And then McCullum tried to change it at the last moment. The reports indicate that he was overawed by the 5-wicket haul taken by Mohammad Siraj in winning that test match. So that I thought I'll just share with you. I mean, this is how the man of the series is decided by the opposition captain. England has followed this for some time. Nevertheless, I think India will be very pleased with their performance. So that's it on Inside Edge in terms of cricket, limited international cricket, bit of a slumber. But now we keep our eyes focused from a Sri Lankan perspective, the mini tour of Zimbabwe, and don't forget the Asia Cup coming up is going to be a big challenge. Let's spin a piece of music for your listening pleasure now.